Hi, my name's Susie Frankel. Thank you, Penny. As Penny mentioned, I'm from Victoria University, from the law faculty, and I have to thank Brian for giving me this opportunity to chair today. First, a couple of housekeeping matters which I've been asked to bring to your attention. Obviously, and we certainly hope you've found it by now, the agenda for today is in the front of the pack. You will have seen probably as you came in the bathrooms, the toilets, as you come in, they're on the left-hand side of the auditorium. I think the exits are where we came through, so we know where the exits are. I wanted to just emphasise a bit more. Penny mentioned the workshop sessions in the second half of the day after lunch. Some of you may have seen, as you collected your packs and your name badge, there are some sheets indicating workshop sign up for which session. The four sessions: government issues, creative issues, commercial issues, and Indigenous issues. Obviously there's an overlap between those, but if you haven't taken time to yet or had the moment to sign up on the sheets, it would be very useful to do so. Those four sessions are really a reflection of some of the subject matter that will be covered in the panel session. So the panel sessions will give an overview. There will be, hopefully, if there's time, a chance for questions. But the purpose of the workshop sessions is really to discuss the issues that the panel will outline, to flesh them out, to look at individual issues within those areas. That's just not really possible in a panel session. So perhaps it might be useful even after the panel, before you have lunch, to think, okay, that panel made me think I need to sign up for the commercial session, and so on. But do use the panel session to think, which workshop can I contribute most to, will be most useful to me. Okay, so finally, and most importantly, it's my pleasure to introduce a little further Dr. Anne Fitzgerald, who is the keynote speaker this morning. I've met Anne a few times, and this is the first time I've met her in the Southern Hemisphere, but it is in fact true that she is based in Brisbane, where she works in practice as an intellectual property lawyer and e-commerce lawyer, and doing a lot of work in relation to Creative Commons. Now, she is also an adjunct professor at the Queensland University of Technology, the law school, where that law school, and in fact the Fitzgerald clan, is responsible really for a project called the Oak Law Project, which is a large digital commons project. It's most excellent to have Anne here today because her breadth of experience in this area is, if I give you her whole CV, I'll take her whole hour, okay, but her breadth of experience in this area is virtually unmatched, and I think we're going to learn a lot from her today. In addition to being an adjunct professor and having taught at a number of universities around Australia and also internationally, she's currently also a principal advisor to Queensland's government, particularly the Department of Natural Resources and Water and Land, Information and Titles. And you may think, what's that got to do with intellectual property? But actually a lot, okay. Anne has also been a member of numerous copyright advisory committees to the Government of Australia, most particularly one that's known as the Copyright Law Review Committee. Certainly not Anne's fault. It claims to have simplified Australian copyright law. I think that, we'll leave it at that. But suffice to say, please do join me in welcoming Anne Fitzgerald to today.